The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper Duda.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
There's no denying it. You do a great rattling bog.
Oh man, absolute! Like that is not my main party piece, though. I have several party pieces, but it is up there.
I'm not going to ask you to do the counties.
The bog down? No,
because you usually miss out most of Leinster.
Yeah, there's a lot in Leinster. You know, I leave out the counties around the Pale. You're only joking. I'm joking.
There goes
I'm joking.
Anybody who's been listening.
I love the Pale.
Yeah, you don't. You should hear the abuse.
ABD. Anyone but Dublin. I'm joking. Love Dublin. I'm out in Dublin all the time.
Yeah.
Just in the football. I have, you know.
That's how much money Una earns that she can afford to go out in Dublin all the time.
Well, I've got a friend who stays there. And when I say out in Dublin, yeah. I'm out in her house.
Oh, your friends have got property in Dublin.
Crumlin. And we order pizza and sit outside.
Una, Crumlin's on the Monopoly board, the Irish Monopoly board.
Oh, now, why am I not surprised that you know that? That is such a Stephen Cooper thing to
How
say.
How do you not know the Monopoly board?
Because I don't know.
All right, let's move on. Scally's Alley, we do this every morning and you've got to try and figure out what the answer is to the
statistic. Every day, statistic.
To the fact.
You tit.
Jonas Scally has a live and breathe. What's going on?
We are asking today, according to a recent study, 12% of people have had this in the car for over a year. What is this?
Interesting.
Over a year.
It's got to be just wrappings from like food and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just thinking goes primarily of Una's car. Yeah.
Oh. Hey! Don't pick on me and my poor little car. Sure.
You can
defend. It's got, you know, rubbish in it, but it's got character.
Yeah.
It's got personality. Yeah,
yeah, it's got personality, man.
That is true.
It's colourful.
It's not rappers.
Rumour has it, everyone's wondering where all this listeria is coming from. It's coming from your car.
Take that back.
Well, it's only rumour within our circle.
No, the boot is full of water bottles that I need to recycle.
Just think of them as a little project if you want to build a little raft. You have enough there to build a raft.
Well, I've got a shed full of...
Have you not gotten rid of them yet?
No, because I'm waiting for Christmas and then I'm going to have loads of money because I'm getting rid of them all at once.
You're delusional. I think you've got like €23 in the shed.
No. Trust me, my friend.
Have you added
it's
little...
from the bottom to the top.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a plan. It's my plan. That's my pension.
What else is in your shed?
It's my pension.
What do you mean it's €49? That won't get me through Christmas.
Oh my God, Leslie, we need to film you doing your bottle return with this. We'll get a van.
It's going to take ages, though. Will you help me?
Can make the video seem quicker, though.
We get the iRadio cars. We get on to Kevin Egan and say, can we take all these cars up to the bottle return?
I'll need all of them and a big a truck to carry them all.
I know a man with a van.
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'm on first.
Cool.
All right.
It's not rapping, by the way, now.
Okay.
Is it an odd sock that is waiting for its pal to turn up?
Just turn up in the car. Yeah, no, it's not an odd sock. You're kind of close.
Ooh.
With odd sock. It's not the answer.
Is it an even sock? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Selling's close.
Yeah.
Okay. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon it is?
According to a recent study, 12% of people have had this in the car for over a year. What is it?
What the name of God is it that's in the car that you've had for over a year? Sally, what were you asking?
Asking today, according to a recent study, 12% of people have had this in the car for about a year.
All right. Guesses on 087-110-2107.
Morning, guys. Is it the end of a breakfast roll from Soup and Galway?
Yo-ho!
Just in case you want it later.
All maybe guilty, not. I presume.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. No.
No?
No.
Well, you
haven't lived.
Oh, I can't leave anything in the car that's rubbish more than after that trip.
How dare you call the end of a breakfast roll rubbish? How very dare you? Coming over here.
If it's been there for a year, I'm calling it rubbish.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
But that day it's not rubbish. Tip for breakfast roll: wedges and pink sauce. Wedges in the
breakfast roll.
Yeah, with pink sauce also.
So all of the meats and then wedges in with bread.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Carb overload. Thank me later.
After I wake up from the carb coma.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the answer.
Is the answer an X's hoodie?
Oh my God. It's a good guess. I mean, you know, if you like the hoodie, if you don't like the X, you still got it. No, it's not the answer, unfortunately. It's a good guess.
Morning, iRadio. It's Ricky here in Saigon.
Ricky!
Hi, Ricky.
The answer to Scally's Alley today, it would hardly be a lottery ticket, would it? I'm looking at one here.
Ooh.
On the sun visor, and I don't know how long it's there for. I think my mother's got one in her sun visor as well.
I think you need to check your lottery ticket. Do it now.
I think I'll just wait.
Why?
Until after Friday, because, Joe, if I win the 255, I don't think I'll need to scan the ticket. I'll be happy out enough.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, man. Fair dues. Fair dues.
Cash machine
money, yeah. No, it's not a lottery ticket, but then that's a good shout. I'd say a lot of people have that, more than 12%.
I actually kind of keep them because when I scan them, and it says not a win this time, I'm like, I don't believe you. Maybe you'll say something different in a few days. So I keep them in my wallet.
It's going to change. Yeah. No.
You live in hope.
Do you ever scan it? You know, you use the app and you scan it and it says, not a winner this time, but thanks for playing.
Contributing to good causes.
But you then keep it just in case the scanner's faulty.
That's what I mean.
Really?
That's what I just said.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, of course you keep it.
Do you trust the people in the shop then as well? You know, the way they say, can you check that ticket for me? And they're like, boop. Yeah, no, that's grand. No, nothing on that. I'll do what you want to put in the bin.
You're right. You can't trust them either.
I think the machines should be hooked up to confetti cannons. That if it is a win, even if it's €2 another lot, if you get a free ticket or anything like that, that a little confetti cannon goes poof.
Have you ever got a message from them saying contact when you scan it and it says contact Lotto headquarters?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, oh.
And I'm like, and then you ring them, it's like, yeah, you've won €9. I don't know why it told you to contact us. I'm like, this is shockingly bad.
That's bad for me.
Yeah.
It's not a lottery
ticket. It's not a lottery ticket. Okay. No.
In Scally's Alley, is it by any chance the air fresheners you have in your car?
Yeah, I have a collection of air fresheners in my car.
Yeah, they just lose the smell after like couple of weeks.
They do lose the smell, and also you come in, you do become nose blind to it because when you get into somebody's cars that had an air freshener in there for donkeys, you can smell it, but you become nose blind to it. It's like when you put on perfume or aftershave.
After
an hour, you can't smell it, so you start layering up like some sort of lunatic.
So you layer up the smells in your car.
Yeah. Is that it?
It's not Everson, no.
You need to get rid of them bottles because them machines normally stop after about 4 bottles because they're full.
Oh yeah, this is Una. She's got a shed full of plastic bottles because she's waiting for Christmas because she wants to get her €48.
Listen, it's going to be in the hundreds.
49, alright.
I'm telling you, come to my shed. Come to my pink shed and you will see. Open the door.
And then when you open the door, please push everything back into it again and close it.
Thank you.
If you've got a shed full, you're not getting them away. Put them all in when you have them and get it on a gift card and save the gift card for Christmas instead of a stockpile of bottles because the machine's never going to take them all in one go.
Yeah, I had to stop putting a bottle into a machine. It took one and then it went, sorry, bin full. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, that's rubbish.
And they came along in there. It was rubbish. One man's rubbish is another man's treasure. It's not that, no, okay.
It's not,
Is Scally's Alley an air freshener?
No.
Had that one, no. Yeah, very good guess, not the answer, no.
I think we need the answer now, Donald.
The answer is, surprisingly, I don't carry these, Cooper might. 12% of people have had spare underwear in the car for over a year.
Yeah, if you're not bringing spare underwear with you, you're not living your life.
It's good life practice, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You girls carry some in the bag sometimes, I know that, but just have some in the boot.
Yeah. Have them in the boot. Overnight bag all the time.
Oh, yeah, you have an overnight bag.
Overnight bag?
Yeah.
Or just underpants?
It's just underpants.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.